Pat Newman is the president of the Taitokoro Principals Association and Hora Hora Primary School Principal. A concerted effort by the area's schools to assist whānau, 2,000 more students in Taitokoro have started attending school on a regular basis in just one term. Pat, tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us on the program once again at Te Rangatira. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Del.
Thanks, Pat. We spoke about this before, communities encouraging whānau to get their tamariki and rangatahi to school, not with a heavy-handed approach, but more one coming alongside them and providing some awhi and support. Let's Get to School is a campaign that was launched in August of last year. Firstly, why was that campaign launched in your ruhi, Pat?
It was launched because we had a considerable percentage of our children and our students that weren't attending schools for various reasons up here. And in conjunction with the Ministry of Ed up here, and I'm always, not always complimentary about the Ministry, but in this case I'm very, very complimentary. In conjunction with them, groups of secondary, primary schools, kura, got together and worked out that they needed to have a campaign to try and encourage, try and help getting kids back in. It was a matter of raising awareness in families in the whānau. It was a matter of awareness in communities of why school is important. But above all, it was a matter of raising awareness within our students, within our children, that school was fun, school was important, that they needed to be there and their mates and that were missing out and they were missing them.
Kia ora. And it seems to be working, Pat, this not softly approach, but not a heavy-handed one as well. What were some of the sort of techniques that you used to re-engage whānau with the tamariki and the tamariki and re-engage them and their interest in attending school regularly?
We had an overarching campaign running using Facebook where we had children, different themes. The first themes of why children were enjoying being in a school, why they were missing their friends, what they were worried about their friends not being there. And that was part of the overriding campaign on Facebook. And that one has spread out to even things like the last one, was lots of kids on Facebook thanking their nanas, thanking their koro, thanking their parents for getting them to school, why it was important. They had the Ministry of Ed putting up in the ads in the movie theatres and the big electronic signs in town, things about let's get back to school, it's important. So we had that overarching campaign running. And then we had, within that, each individual school picked up what was important in its community. So some communities put advertising on their buses. Some communities put on some transport to try and help some of the hardest genuine hit ones, because transport's a big problem up here for a lot of our kids. We also, some schools put on incentives like grocery vouchers that the children were attending, or movie theatres or whatever incentives. Others put on, for instance, a kura or koro knocking on doors, someone that was trusted that wasn't going in there to go mad or anything, but to look at what's the situation, how do we help, what can we as a community do as help, what can the school do as to help. What can your neighbours do to help? And it was trying to raise that awareness that all of us know that there are families that are struggling to get their kids to school. They're within our own families, within our own whānau. So what are we doing as our responsibility to our whānau to actually help those members to get their kids to school? So it's a combined thing.
Thanks, Pat. What would you say, mate, has been the result of the tamariki re-engaging with kura?
Well, if you want the straight stats on it, term one last year, term one this year, goodness me, term one this year, we had an average of 84.5% of our students attending on a weekly basis, which is huge. Jumped up from about 43%. That's maybe different kids, but that's a total number of students in there. It's 2,000 students up here going to school in term one that weren't going to school previously.
Thanks, Pat. Do you think that this approach should go national, or do you know of whether or not it already has, that other people have cottoned on to what's been successful in Taitukura and try to roll it out in their own little here?
Well, I understand that, the Bay of Titi may have picked up aspects of it and doing something like that over there. It certainly could be rolled out around the country, because it's actually going back to saying, let's look at what each school and community needs to do, but it's got an overarching thread. But so it's a positive thing. It's looking at how do we help rather than punitive, because if punitive hasn't worked and it won't work, and etc. So it's that positive approach, and it's saying each school, what do you need? What help do you need? And this is where the ministry came in with funding and things like that to allow us to do a lot of this stuff. What funding do you need to actually also help to get people back into school?
Well, Pat, I just want to take my hat off to you. The initiative that you helped to encourage, obviously successful, and you're seeing more results. What are the stats for you? Have you got anything you can update us with as far as how successful this approach has been?
There are schools up here hitting 90-plus, 90, 91, 95% plus at the moment on the numbers of kids enrolled in their school that are attending. And that's phenomenal when you look around it. I just wish the damn politicians that are quoting the 30% figures that would try not turn this into a political ball game. This is about kids. It's not about getting votes, but they seem to think it's about getting votes. And I just wish they'd either pull their heads in or actually come out and say, wow, let's get behind this. Both, doesn't matter which political party you support, let's get behind. The whole community's doing it. But I suppose, knowing politicians, that's not very likely to happen. They're more interested in their own political will in helping us.
That's good news. What else is the hot topic education-wise in the north while I've got you there, Mr. Newman?
There's a couple of things. One is the absolute ridiculousness of us having to bring in about 25 new initiatives, etc., over this last year, over this next year to year and a half. That the minister's pulled back two of them, but she needs to pull back more. Coming up, we've got 25 all the Aero education review officers from Auckland are coming up, including their big boss, or number two boss, Jane Lee from Wellington. We've got them at Waitangi with principals up here for 3 days, hearing about what it is, what it's like up here, what it's like to be in our isolated schools, hearing from principals and from iwi reps about what we consider as Māori education, which is quite different to probably what Aero does, and also taking them around and showing them some of the historical sites, which makes a basis for our localised curriculum. So that's a really exciting initiative, and that's about the 10th of May that's happening.
Good stuff, Pat. I always appreciate your cordial on our program, man. And, you know, hats off to you and your team in and around Taitukura for doing what you can to re-engage and re-excite our kids to the benefits of being at school, not the least of them their studies. But, you know, the social interaction can't be understated either.
No, it can't. And look, I want to stress it's not just me. I'm only one small, very, very small cog in this whole thing. That's why it's successful. There are people that in their own schools that have designed this, and the ministry's backed this.
Good talking with you again, Pat. Thanks.
Take care.
All the best, Pat. Thank you. Bye. Pat Newman with us to start off. Pat's the Principals, Taitukura Principals Association president.